Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Healthcare workers and community advocates urge action at the Capitol, warning that Minnesota is running out of time to save Hennepin County Medical Center. Frontline staff say without immediate help this legislative session, the state's busiest level one trauma center could be forced to shut down. HCMCRN Jeremy Olson Ellert.
We have a system that rewards turning patients away and punishes the place that takes everybody in. So let's be clear that this is not a failure of Hennepin County Medical Center. This is just a failure of how we choose to fund care in this state.
Olson Ellert says financial pressures are pushing the safety net hospital to the brink. HCMC is Minnesota's busiest level one trauma center, caring for the state's most vulnerable patients. Winter storm watches and winter weather advisories go into effect later today for most of Minnesota. Ryan Dunleavy of the National Weather Service says snowfall amounts will depend on the track of the storm system.
Seen anywhere from like 1 to 3 just north of the Twin Cities Metro, and then getting up to closer to 4 to 6 as you get into like near Lake Mille Lacs, and then obviously getting higher as you go further north.
Dunleavy says far southern and southeastern Minnesota could see mostly rainfall. A man from Pine City is charged with growing and selling cannabis without a license and failing to pay $1.9 million in taxes. The Minnesota Department of Revenue says Alan Mosio was arrested in January for operating an unlicensed retail cannabis business. Revenue investigators reviewed his tax filings and determined he did not file a sales and use tax return to report receipts, nor did he pay the necessary sales tax for product sales. Planned Parenthood North Central States is rolling out a new electronic health record system today. In other headlines, Minnesota's wildfire season is now underway. Leanne Langenberger with the Interagency Fire Center is urging everyone to stay alert to changing weather conditions. She says the back and forth between spring and winter creates especially dangerous fire conditions.
We're coming into April and May, and this is typically when we see the highest level of wildfire activity reported in Minnesota.
Langenberg says if an outdoor fire does escape you, call 911 immediately. Gas prices are up slightly today in the state. AAA Minnesota reports the statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded sits at about $3.51. That's a 10-cent increase from yesterday. Minnesota drivers were paying $2.78 at the pump 1 month ago. The national average is up to $4.06 per gallon. The war in Iran is disrupting the oil supply and pushing up gas prices. This is MNN.